Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The place to go, the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, Barry Cooper is on the line, calling in from, I believe, his home in Texas. Barry, from NeverGetBusted.com, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. And it's an unrelated subject, what I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Yes, Barry, but you're a superstar. You're an internet phenomenon. I mean, I've been to your website recently. I've signed up for your newsletter, Barry's Buds, which is very entertaining. You can get signed up for on his website. And you'd mentioned that you've been on some TV shows recently, and we'll get into why you're calling here in a moment, but I just want to give your site a plug because it's great. You were interviewed, I think, on Fox News or MSNBC or maybe both. And, man, those people that they've got on their stations are just... They're totally misinformed, aren't they?
Well, they control my mic now. Fox continues to have me on because I sell tickets. My last interview was on the Geraldo at Large show. We've done over 80 TV and radio interviews in the last 2 months since the second AP article hit the wire. And now they monitor my mic. I sell tickets for Fox because I talk back and I'm reasonable, mm-hmm. and I do not let them bully me around. But that, yeah, in those interviews that people see, I'm not there. I can't see anybody on those panels. I've got a mic in my ear that I can hear from, and I'm staring into lights and a camera because I'm in Dallas and they're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So they open up surprise guests on me very often, and I sort of flip them sometimes. So that's why.
Yeah, you do. I mean, they're very, very hostile. They're very hostile towards you, and you do a great job of fending off their ad hominem attacks. And you know, they try to make you out as though you're just some burnout hippie police officer or former police officer. And you do a great job of standing up for ending the war on drugs. And I think it's a great thing that you're doing, Barry. And so your website deserves to be plugged again. It's NeverGetBusted.com. But what are you calling in for tonight?
Hey, well, thanks for that. Here's what I'm calling in for. We spent a week in Canada with Mark Emery last week. He's DEA's top 10 most wanted in Canada for selling marijuana seeds online. He's also the owner of Cannabis Culture Magazine.
Yep, we've had Mark on the show. Great guy.
Yes, he is. He's a very intelligent, fascinating man. I highly recommend that magazine. In fact, this issue, I'm on the front cover. My name is because I prepared a four-page report on the secrets of canines. But anyhow, when we flew from Canada to Dallas Monday, my daughters called me. I've got a 15-year-old and 11-year-old in Big Sandy School District, which is a little bitty school, little town. Everybody knows us. They're 15 and 11. They're straight-A students, no disciplinary problems, and they were sent home and told not to return to school because they have the style now is the red streaks and the blonde hair.
Yeah, like highlights or whatever?
Yeah, highlights. Well,
yeah.
They've got that, so the principal told them not to come back to school. So to make a long story short, I called the mayor, the chief of police, the superintendent, and even the chief of police called the principal and said, you really need to compromise with Barry, allow the kids to come back to school until he could go through the proper change with the school board, whatnot, whatnot. The school was not willing to do that, so we carried it to the extreme today. My daughters walked in the class. The principal and the teachers tried to get them to come to the office. They refused. They said, no, we're in protest. Our hair is protected. It's not making a religious, racist, or political statement, and we're not going to obey you. We're only going to listen to what my dad says or the police says. So they were very brave.
Wow.
And all the courage is contagious. The kids were screaming, way to go, Kelsey, way to go, Kenzie,
sure.
Because they're popular. And we went through the entire process. They locked the school down, and they brought the police
locked the
in
school
said,
down over some red highlights.
Exactly. And they said if the kids didn't leave, they brought the police in, said if you do not leave, we will arrest you and put you in juvenile detention. Which, of course, at that point I said, okay, I will take them home. So they're suspended for 3 days, and we're going to picket in front of the school tomorrow.
Wow. Is this part of the dress code? Or what was it the offending, exactly? What was it that was offensive about this to the school? What was their claim, that you aren't allowed to have highlighted hair?
I have all this videoed, and the policy explains that there's no hair color that is allowed that is distractive. So I asked the principal, I said, who is it distracting? And he said, him. And then I said, okay, something's wrong with you if you have a master's degree and you can't run this school because my daughters have red highlights in their hair.
Yeah.
Make sure I was right. My parents teach just up the road, 20 miles from here at Harmony Independent School District. My dad's been a high school math teacher for 20 years there and still is. My mother's been a high school computer teacher there for 15 years and still is. And they said it's ridiculous. They don't care if somebody's bald or has purple hair. It's not distracting. They can teach. So the principal's answer was, okay, well, it's bothering teachers. I said, well, we need to get new teachers in here if they can't teach math or science or English because of the red highlights.
I've never heard of such a thing. I mean, we've certainly heard stories about people wearing revealing clothing or something like that, but the idea that the color of someone's hair is problematic.
It seems like something, a throwback for, you know, a couple of decades ago. When I was in high school, you couldn't shave portions of your head. I mean, with a Bic razor. You could clipper portions if you wanted to and get it nice and low, but
really?
You couldn't actually have a bald head with, like, a mohawk. You couldn't do a mohawk with the, you know, shaved portions. And I'm sure that you couldn't have had blue or red or hair or something like that. So it seems like, you know, just kind of a couple of decades behind there in the big Sandy school district.
Unbelievable.
When I was in high school, one of the guys I knew for Halloween shaved his whole body, half his body, and he had a beard, too. So he shaved his half his body from head to toe.
Right.
And, of course, the next day he came to school that way.
Sure.
And nobody said anything.
No problem.
Yeah, he was crazy. Nobody said anything.
That's the way it should be. So you guys are going to do what? What were you going to do tomorrow, Barry? You're going to stage a protest?
Tomorrow we're picketing in front of the school. We're not allowed on the school grounds because the girls are suspended for 3 days. And we're talking about honor roll students with no discipline problems. And here's the root, people. I figured out what's happening. The principal and a few of the teachers and those, they've become so desensitized to their rights being stripped from them over the last 20 years, they will obey anything that's written, even if it's written by an idiot, even if it's an idiot rule. Grown men and women are not standing up any longer and saying, you know what, that is absolutely ridiculous, and I'm not going to obey it. Americans, unfortunately, not all of us, and we're going to turn America around, but we've become desensitized, and we'll follow any rule that anybody's written, and that's what they're doing.
You're right, and that it's been sort of, we were talking about this earlier, this gradualism over in the United Kingdom. They are creating a database of 11 million of every single one of the kids that's under the age of 18 in the United Kingdom. It's all going to be in a database now, which 330,000 government bureaucrats and teachers and that sort of thing have access to. And, you know, we were talking about this last hour, and that it's just step by step. They're just acclimating people to more and more control, and they're getting people used to this crap so they can keep stepping in that direction. Before you know it, we're going to live in a totalitarian police state.
You're exactly right, and that's what it's about. And the Supreme Court, unfortunately, has been ruling against students and for the administration. Well, now we've got 12-year-olds that are complying and not fixing their hair like they want. So when they become 30 years old, they'll be so used to that, the Supreme Court and the police can tell them anything, and they'll obey. Well, we're not. We're doing an act of civil disobedience. We can't take care of the rest of the world, but we can take care of our little community of 1,200 people, and we're going to do what we can to get our rights back.
Now, when you were talking about the Supreme Court cases, were you referring to the Bong Hits for Jesus case?
Yes, the Bong Hits for Jesus. Even though it's a different circumstance, Channel 7, our local area, reported last night's news. A school 20 miles from us kicked a kindergarten out of school, told him not to come back, and if he does, they'll put him in isolation because his hair was too long. And then Henderson School, only 50 miles from us, Channel 19 reported they weren't allowing a black kid in there because he was black. Now,
out of control. That's crazy. Out of control. Hey, Barry, can you hang on? I want to talk to you a little bit more if you've got the time.
Yeah, man, of course.
I've got an asset forfeiture story I'd love to have you comment on as a former drug enforcement agent. More on the way with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 29, 2007, gold 687. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website, we give them away, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts there. Lots of people talking about different things, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
We're going back to the phones, back to Barry Cooper, calling in from Texas. He is the man behind NeverGetBusted.com. Of course, we've had Barry on the show in the past. And actually, he was calling in tonight just to talk about not necessarily his website and what he's doing there, but something that happened with his personal life. His daughters in a Texas school, government school, were apparently kicked out because and suspended for 3 days because they had the, I guess, gall to come to school with some red highlights in their hair. And
don't forget the straight A's.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
Yeah. They're good students with that decide they want to dye their hair a little red.
And
deal.
So I don't know if you're, I don't know, maybe, I'm thinking maybe you're being targeted, Barry. It just seems completely unusual what's going on here. But what I love is that you're standing up for your daughters in this case. You're not saying, okay, honey, we'll just have to change your hair color back. You guys are actually going to go out and do a protest across the street from the school sometime tomorrow.
Well, yes, and more important than me backing my daughters up is me teaching my kids. We need to teach our children not to obey bad law. If we can get our children taught, and it was funny because the principal didn't want my video camera in there. Of course, I knew he couldn't stop me. He said, the kids don't need to hear this. I said, no, every kid needs to hear this.
Every American.
They need to be taught about their rights. And why in the world would you be trying to hide this from the children? So, yeah, absolutely. Parents, teach your kids bravery. Teach your kids honor. Teach your kids respect and loyalty. You know what? Since my kids were just born, we did not concentrate on teaching them don't drink, don't cuss, don't smoke, don't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
The things in 2007 that most parents teach to make them look like a good parent. We taught our kids the valuable things in our home are honor, loyalty, respect, kindness, love, courage, bravery. Those are the things we honor in our house. That way, and this is kind of funny, but it's the truth, when they get to be teenagers and they're drinking, smoking, cussing, and having sex, at least we've got a respectful, helpful, courageous, brave, honorable teenager doing these things.
Yep. You tell a teenager not to do something, and it's just a matter of time before they get around to doing it. It just, I don't understand that parenting
tell
tactic.
Tell me not to do something.
Yep.
It's the same way. Prohibition just does not work.
Exactly right. And, of course, you learn that very effectively as when you were operating as a drug enforcement agent there in Texas, which I will get into that here in a moment. But I really think it's great what you're doing, encouraging your daughters and everybody else by proxy of listening to us talking about this on the show. We talk about it frequently on Free Talk Live. You know, bad laws deserve to be disobeyed. And that the idea that Americans have come to this point in this country where, you know, they just believe that if it comes out of the legislature, it must be all truth.
Yeah,
you know,
they must know
worshipped
for our own good, because they're smarter than us, and we should listen to them.
It does. You should not listen. You should take. You should judge based on your own value set, and disobey bad laws. In fact, I think that police officers should be encouraged to not enforce bad laws. I know that they're going to tell me every time I bring it up that, well, it's my job to enforce the law, regardless of what it says. But you know, the fact is, as you said before, Mark, it was the law in Nazi Germany to arrest Jews. Should they have been following that law? Hell no, they shouldn't have. And so
it was a law in the U.S. that if a slave escaped, you could beat that slave. Just because it's a law doesn't make it the right thing to do.
Yep. That's right.
And actually, Barry brought one of those points up on his interview on Fox or whatever's on his website. It's either Fox or MSNBC. And they just can't get it through their heads. These anchors, they are just so thick-headed on these issues. It's amazing.
They're sold. Fox is not interested in getting good information out. Fox is interested in selling tickets. When the rates increase, they make more money. And unfortunately, the owner of Fox just bought Wall Street Journal.
Mm.
Ooh,
it's true.
They're
now,
also interested in shaping public opinion.
Right. To accept this kind of garbage that we're talking about.
That's right.
Well, and what's strange is I've talked to over 50 parents today that have called me and that I've met, and they said, well, you know, my daughter, I knew the rules, so I didn't send her to school like that. I changed her hair. And I said, well, that's the problem. And every parent, when I face the parent, nice but with authority, they said, I know that's the problem.
And this is not even a law.
The parents even know they need to stand up to this you know, bold, that.
Absolutely. And as you said, Barry, what it really takes is just one person or a handful of people with the courage to stand up, and that helps encourage others who might not have normally even considered it to actually give it some thought and maybe even stand up as well. So the fact that you're out there doing it, we're here doing it on Free Talk Live, hopefully it'll give some people some courage and they'll get out there and stand up for liberty and freedom. Real quick, before we let you go, there's a story coming up here on the show we'll hopefully get to about a truck driver who was recently busted with $23,000, almost $24,000 in the cab of his truck, and the police confiscated it. They didn't arrest him for anything because he didn't actually do anything wrong, but apparently having money in America, having a large amount of cash, automatically means you're a drug dealer, and by law, you have to prove that you didn't get that money from doing from dealing drugs in order to even have a chance at getting it back, presuming you can even afford the lawyer to go to court and prove those things. Did you ever encounter this when you were a drug enforcement agent?
Oh, my God, I did it all of the time, because seizing property, there's less of a an expectation. It's not expectation of privacy. Hang on. To seize property, it's less burden of proof than to seize a human, because the courts have ruled a human's worth more than property. Mm-hmm. So when we arrest a human, we have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. When we arrest property like this $24,000, or when we seize property,
right,
we only have to prove in court a preponderance of the evidence, which is 51%. We can articulate that it's drug money, and if we win 51%, then we win. So the burden of proof is much less. I knew that as a police officer, and I seized money without drugs all the time, and I'm going to tell you what else we did and what cops are doing. And don't people, listeners, don't throw rocks at me. I'm blowing the whistle. I know I was wrong when I did this. But here's what I did, and here's what other cops are doing. They will seize your cash. It's a civil seizure. They actually do not want to file criminal charges on you,
mm-hmm,
because they tell you, like I said, if you come back to court to fight for this money, I'm going to file criminal money laundering charges on you.
And that, so they hold it over your head.
Yeah, that discouraged them from hiring an attorney, because they were worried they were going to go to jail and we would win the money with the default. They wouldn't even show up to court.
They just want it all to go away at that point because they don't want to face any charges personally. And I'm sure there's been more than one case of a cop finding $50,000, slipping $10,000 into his pocket and reporting $40,000. Barry, thank you for the call. We really appreciate being on the show, and I know we're going to have you back. I know you're working on new videos, and we're definitely going to have you back when you come out with your newest one, the 50-50 video, which, of course, you'll tell our listeners all about at that time. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah. And Free Talk Live rocks.
Thanks, dude. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking to build a new facility? There's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, Medicine Shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx for my heels.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HolyTeaClub.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, the single CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on our website, we give them away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones, too. The fun. Talk to Joseph in Tennessee. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I was just calling up. I wanted to talk about the Law of the Sea Treaty. It's something I just recently heard about.
The what treaty?
The Law of the Sea Treaty.
Okay, what's that?
Basically, it was created by the UN as a method for governing activities on, over, and beneath the ocean surface.
And? Okay.
And it's, from what I've read, it focuses primarily on navigational and transit issues. It also contains provisions on the regulation of deep sea mining and the redistribution of wealth to underdeveloped countries.
Of course.
Okay.
So if they find minerals, gold in the ocean, the money's going to go to Eritrea as opposed to whomever finds it?
Yeah. That's basically what it's saying. You know, just, you know, they have to, companies who mine the oceans, they have to they have to pay an annual fee of up to $1 million
as well
as to the UN, as well as that increase in annually up to 7%.
Wow! So it looks like we do already have world government. It's just that they've taken over the international waters.
Yes, if this is ratified, it hasn't been ratified yet.
Yeah, it was conceived back in 1982 by the UN, and the Reagan administration was really very much against it. And the Bush administration at first has been sort of against it, but now they're sort of coming out for it.
Yeah.
I wonder who's getting a payoff there.
Well, he doesn't have to get reelected now, so I guess it doesn't really matter to him, right?
Yeah, so he's expressing interest in joining this International Seabed Authority and all this
yuck
baloney.
Sounds like a bad idea. Joseph, thanks for alerting us to it. We appreciate the call. Let's talk to Carl in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Well, Carl's gone. Let's try Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Mark, a while back when you read the story about the TSA missing 90% of guns, bombs, and knives that they're tested on, you made a comment and said, wouldn't it be funny if somebody handed this story to the TSA?
Yeah.
And, well, I agreed. So I that gave me an idea. I combined your idea with something Dave Ridley does and created a petition for regressive grievances against the TSA and put the article on the second page, and I was going to, you know, hand that out to people at the airport when I'm traveling and flying without ID. But a friend of mine got a hold of it, who is an artist, and turned it into this really nice brochure that's a trifold brochure with artwork, and just looks fantastic. It's posted. There's pictures of it posted on NH Free in the Civil Disobedience Forum.
Yeah, I saw it earlier today. It really looks slick.
Yeah, and now I know that Dave Ridley got kicked out of the Manchester airport for protesting against the TSA, but
I think that was Russell Canning.
Was it Russell? Well, no, I think Dave Ridley was carrying a sign, and he walked very slowly out.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you're right.
And, but the result, but he didn't have a ticket. So if you were handing these things out and had a ticket, it might be a different story. Go ahead.
Well, and yeah, so I had another, a further idea to turn it into a ticket sleeve that my ticket slides right into. So that way when I go through security and they always ask for your boarding pass, I hand them my petition with my ticket folded up inside of it, and it's titled, What You Should Know About the TSA.
Oh, that's great, because that'll make them want to read it. It wouldn't just be, you know, it doesn't give itself away entirely right away. It's what you would want to know.
So your intention is to hand them this and then take the ticket back but leave the holder with them for them to read?
Well, actually, I built it for a number of reasons, and I got the chance to use it today and had quite an experience I want to tell you guys about.
Yeah,
and we want to hear it.
Okay, so I also, my friend who created the flyer decided she wanted to see it as well, and she came and videotaped me, at least on the outside of security, so I'm going to post
that. Yeah, they don't like cameras being around.
I'm surprised they even let you do that much.
Well, she's actually a professional photographer and videographer and all that as well, so she went early to take pictures and see, and it turned out the cameras were fine. So I went up to the ticket counter, got my pass. The lady checking me in was not real friendly, told me to take my bag over to the TSA to drop off to be screened. And normally I just carry it over there, drop it, and turn around and leave. And they don't say anything. But this time they weren't busy because it was the middle of the afternoon. And the lady, as I turned to walk away, says, "Excuse me, sir, I have questions for you." And I turned around and said, "I'm not interested in answering your questions. Thanks," and kept walking. And she immediately yelled, "Supervisor, supervisor!"
Now, what was it that she wanted to ask you about? Likely that you had left one of these pamphlets there?
No. I was dropping my suitcase off.
Okay.
To go through their
special. So you're getting to the punchline. Gotcha.
They probably ask questions like, "Did you leave this by itself? Or did you give your suitcase to any other persons that you did not know?" That sort of thing.
The supervisor comes over and threatens me and says it's federal law that I have to stand by my bag and answer their questions.
That doesn't sound right.
And I told him I thought he was making that up. And he's like, "No, well, I'll call DHS and get, you know, them over here if you have a problem with this." So eventually the three questions
DHS?
Is your bag... Huh?
Who's DHS?
Department of Homeland Security.
Department of Homeland Security, yeah. So the three questions were, is your bag locked? And I said, "Well, you can obviously see the zipper's right there. It's not locked." And he asked...
special invisible locks.
"Do you have any firearms in your bag?" And I'm thinking, now is that how you figure out if people are carrying weapons? Because you sure can't actually find them on your own.
Right.
And then the third question was, do I have any film? And I answered no to all those and left.
Any film?
Yeah, I guess because they're...
They don't want to
X-ray
the
machine film.
And overexpose it.
Gotcha.
Okay, so...
By the way, was that all caught on video, that whole...
That part was, yes. Okay. So you can see, and it got pretty heated to where I'm saying, he's telling me it's federal law, and I'm saying, "Do you have proof of claim that I'm required to stand there and answer these questions?"
Yeah.
"Well, I'll call my supervisor," and that was his answer.
Okay, right. Call the supervisor. You know, it just doesn't sound like an American has to obey those things, but then again, it's their, you know, they're their airports. They've managed to take them away from us.
When he stood up for himself and asked for the proof of claim, you know, proof that you are indeed obligated to do that, or proof of the law that he claimed to be upholding, he just backed right down and said, "I'll call somebody." And did he ever call somebody?
No, eventually I submitted to the questions because they were getting a little violent and aggressive.
Sure. So then
I had more to accomplish. So then I go over to security, and my friend is back there filming it, and they see this. I get a guy who's about to quit, and he's the one that's going to pat me down and do my bag search. And it turns out he wanted to do a documentary on the TSA.
Mm,
and so we start talking about this, and I think we're actually, I'm bouncing the idea around with some friends. I think we might actually do like an hour and a half documentary with some. We've got some really good ideas.
Cool.
But he was fairly friendly. So then I'm cleared of security. I get through, and I'm walking around to my gate. I get to the gate, and, oh, no, I've lost my boarding pass. It fell out of my pocket. So I'm like, oh, I need that. I went back to the security check to see if it was there.
Now, did it fall out in its specially designed holder that you made?
Yes, it did.
Oh, God.
It was still tucked in there. And I didn't...
Hello, embarrassing.
Yeah. They didn't see it. They didn't see it anywhere where I was searched or anything like that. But there were two supervisors over by the desk, one guy in a really nice suit, and the regular supervisor that was there when I went through. And when I walked over, they were reading the flyer. So I think it had fallen on the floor. Somebody picked it up, brought it to him, and rather than just give it right back to me, they didn't do that. And when he saw me, he tucked it away in his book really quick.
Interesting.
Now, they told me it's an electronic ticket. Go back to the gate. They'll get you another one, and you know, you'll be in good shape. So I did that, and the guy said, "Okay, I just need to see government issued ID." Well, that's the problem. I don't have any ID to show you. And so he called the American supervisor over. This guy comes out. I explained the problem. I said, "Look, I really screwed up when I lost my boarding pass. Do I need to just go back through security and get another one?" He's like, "No, we'll work it out. You know, wait right here." So I do that. They're talking amongst themselves. The pilots are getting involved. Passengers are looking, going, "What's going on?" And
right, because normally when you are going through the lines without identification, which you do every time you fly, it doesn't really cause a huge commotion. But in this case, people are starting to pay attention. And I'll let you finish your story. Hang on, Sam. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Again, his brochure is on the NH-Free forums. If you go to forum.nhfree.com into the civil disobedience thread, you'll find it there. It's pretty slick. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul, we're president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support us, then go and shop at store.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. High-quality products. We did not cut corners. This is not cheap crap. You're going to like it. We've got everything from a variety of hoodies to a variety of t-shirts to a variety of hats and more, even things that don't even have our logo on them. Just sell them because we think they're cool. Head over to store.freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and back to Sam in Texas. Now, Sam, just to quickly recap, you are somebody who, whenever you fly, and apparently you fly fairly often, you fly without showing identification. And first and foremost, that's something that most Americans don't even know that you can do. It's completely legal to fly without having a government ID. When you go and get your ticket, you usually just swipe a credit card or something like that. And so that's how they know that it's your ticket. And then when you go and you approach the bureaucrat that usually you would think you have to show your ID to, you simply say something along the lines of, I don't have ID to show you. What's the line you use?
Just that. It's either I don't have ID or I don't have any ID to show you.
Right.
What I have started doing, though, is actually showing them my private ID from work, which has my company name, badge. It's on a key card and picture with my name on it. And
that's
that
good
works.
Idea.
And that's just to let them, the airlines, feel comfortable that there's some legitimacy to my claim that I'm this person.
Indeed. But you don't have to show ID, so you don't. But also, you've sort of taken an active role as a TSA, anti-TSA activist now, and you've created a brochure that is sort of in the form of, I think you've got, isn't it two brochures? Don't you have like a trifold, and you also have a...
double-sided.
Okay.
And then it just folds up.
And then you also have a ticket sleeve brochure that you've come up with, you and a graphic designer friend. And so in your most recent trip to the airport today, you went in with a friend who was videotaping the whole thing. And I hope you'll put it up on YouTube so everyone else can watch it at some point. But you went in there and you got past security initially. And you, as you were getting to the gate, you realized you had lost your boarding pass. And the boarding pass was being held by this brochure that you created with information about the TSA and how they're a bunch of bureaucrats and they're awful, I presume, and they don't catch bombs and that sort of thing. And then you went and you found that you went looking for it. You found that the TSA had taken it and they were reading it. Then you went up to the desk, the airline's desk, to try to get a new boarding pass printed out, and that's where you left off your story. So go ahead and tell the rest.
Right. So I'm back at the gate, and I've explained the situation to the American Airlines supervisor, and he's like, hang tight, let me, check into this. Then the same guy that was reading the brochure in the suit comes over, and he's the DHS head for the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They talk for a while, and eventually two cops show up and join them, and they all start talking for a while.
Huh.
So I'm hanging out, and eventually I'm on the opposite side of a big concrete pillar from them, and the cops are are, you know, ready to come talk to me. So they come at me from both, they split the pillar between them, and they come around, you know, from both sides at once, like they're going to intimidate me or something.
Right.
And one of them walks up and says, you know, hey, I need to see, I want you to show me some ID. And I,
because I don't have to. That's why not.
Yeah. I squared off, I looked him straight in the eye and said, I don't think, I don't have any ID to show you. And he said, come on, you went through security, you can't get back here without showing federal ID. And this,
so wrong.
This was an airport police officer. I mean, I can, ignorance of the law is no excuse, but I can understand maybe a regular beat cop not knowing that, but
right.
Airport police, give me a break. So
he's just trying to be intimidating.
Yeah, he asked my name, I give him that, and then he asked my middle name, and I said, I don't think I'm required to give you that. The Supreme Court has said, you know, name and where you live, and the town I live in is so-and-so. And so I told him that. Then he starts asking for my date of birth, which I just refused to give him. And we eventually make it over to the ticket counter, and we're discussing this more, and this is in front of the American Airlines manager or supervisor, and I repeat the Supreme Court thing, and he says, I don't care about the Supreme Court.
Of course.
I bet he doesn't. This is the police officer. So I looked at him, and I just said,
I have
really,
a gun, sir.
You don't care about the Supreme Court. And a couple people in line to my left heard that and looked over, and the cop, like, I could tell he was flustered. He didn't, he, like, didn't know what to do, and then he just asked me some other question, like, well, we need to know who you are. They were really, it's like that video you played of the guy crossing the border stop. They're really evasive and don't answer. They never really answered my questions, but always had their own that, you know, that they had to get an answer to.
Right, which you didn't give them very much.
Right, I did not. So eventually, the American Airlines supervisor, as he sees this is not going to move anywhere, he pulls me to the side and says, hey, we're just trying to verify who you are. Can you do that? I said, sure, I'm happy to give it to you. I'm just not going to turn over my information to these government people.
Right.
So he verified my address and my date of birth.
And how did you verify that with him? I mean, how did that process go?
He asked what's your address? He had a little white piece of paper in his hand,
mm-hmm.
and I spit it off to him real quick. He said, what's your date of birth? I gave him that, and he said, okay.
Good enough.
And then this is what he did, though, that I really disturbed about. He took that piece of paper, walked over, and handed it to the cop.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would expect him to do.
Well, he's a flunky, you know? I mean, he doesn't know what his rights are. He doesn't know rights are.
Yeah, my rights were just violated there because that officer didn't have a warrant. I obviously did not consent to the search, and he just turned everything over.
I guess you should have. Next time, you'll have to tell the American Airlines guy that, look, I'll give you this information as long as you agree not to give it to him or give it to any government people.
Right, I'm just not consenting to a search.
Right, you gave him the information, and then he gave the information
right,
to the
cops. Right, at that point, he's essentially, you know, you've empowered him to do whatever he wants with it, because you didn't make any copy.
Yeah, and he had a little card that he was trying to fill out that he started writing all the information down and copying it over. So I'm curious to see if I'm going to get one of the famous TSA fines that I can't challenge in court, or maybe a visit from somebody. We'll see, it'll be interesting.
So
but,
that's where it
after
ended
that. They gave me the okay. They actually were holding the plane late.
Wow.
I felt really bad about that. I told them to send it, but they wouldn't. And I got on the plane. We got diverted to Birmingham, eventually made it to Atlanta, and here I am.
That's amazing. Now, your brochure that you created, again, people can see it over at forum.nhfree.com. They're pretty small pictures, though. Have you posted anything bigger since I saw that, or...?
I haven't, and I won't be back till Saturday to where I can do that. I'll see if I can get, I'll get some bigger ones out there. It's just one brochure, Ian.
I don't know if you're planning on selling this or anything like that, but I think if you were going to give it away, which I think would be a great thing, you may want to post like a PDF so people can grab it and then use their own printing services like a Kinko's or something like that to make their own.
Yeah, we did a rush job yesterday to get these printed in time for me to use on the flight out here, so... I'd like to just give it away to anybody that wants to get it printed on their own. I got to talk to the person who did it.
Sam, keep us in the loop on this. Let us know if anything else develops from the situation. And thanks for all the hard work and the activism. You've done a great job, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what the people sitting there waiting for their plane were thinking as they were watching all this unfold?
Likely that jerk, I wish he'd just give them the information. I mean, yeah, most people don't care about your, they don't care about standing for principle. They care about getting to their destination.
Yeah, and the other ones are going to be saying, yeah, but those TSA people are there to prevent another 9/11. They're there to protect us.
But well, you never know what people are thinking, because I'm always surprised by how pro liberty some people can be, and then the others, of course, are just lockstep bumper sticker flag wavers.
1-800-259-9231. If you want to share an activism story with us or whatever's on your mind, let's go to Rob in Canada. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call in and clarify a story you had a couple of weeks about the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto.
Yes.
And I think that you guys may have been probably not intentionally misled that it's a private hospital. There aren't any private hospitals.
We were told it was a charity hospital.
Well, you see, it's a public hospital, but it has a foundation or fundraising component to it. Because the government doesn't pay for all aspects of research at the hospital. I mean, they'll pay for acute care, but that hospital and a lot of other hospitals in Canada do their own fundraising, similar to as universities do.
Mm-hmm.
The government pays for a large part of the cost of universities, but the university still has to go out and do fundraising.
Gotcha.
But more specifically, a hospital for sick kids is quite different than any other sort of public hospital. And I think because
how so?
The fact that they're dealing with children, the staff there go above and beyond what you would normally see in a hospital.
From the government hospitals, yeah.
Not quite as resigned and cynical.
They're dealing with kids, and they really bend over backwards.
Very good. Thank you for the clarification, Rob. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. Well, hopefully I have time to talk about the field permit, the trucker that was extorted by the DEA, or actually just blatantly robbed from. We'll get into all that, and your calls as well about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you concerned?